to A Dose of Dave. It's 10 to 11. It's Thursday. Just kind of ready to set off to work. Yesterday's shift was okay, actually. It was quite pleasant, although very quiet in the pub. Not many people eating. I suppose it's that towards the end of January thing. People have blown all their cash. They're waiting to be paid. And probably for some bills to come in. Traditionally quite a quiet time of year, I think, in hospitality. Everyone's on their health kicks, aren't they? That probably won't last beyond the end of January. Ooh. Blimey. I'm still on my health kick, though. A 3-year kick towards being ripped. I don't know if I'll ever be ripped. I don't know if I have the genetics for it, but as I'm sure I've mentioned before, I've been upping my weights gradually. It's been quite an interesting process, though. Firstly, the realisation that I was, you know, doing the exercise, and it's always been just do the exercise, and it, you know, doesn't matter too much what weights you lift as long as you're exerting yourself. But I was probably lifting way, way less than I was capable of to do comfortably at the beginning. And obviously as I've progressed, I've got stronger. So I still have not reached a point of failure on anything. But I do sense that I'm reaching that point. And I don't mean failure in, oh, I've failed. Ooh, I've failed. I mean taking myself to the point of not being able to complete the number of reps I've decided to do. And actually, I feel a little bit squirrely about that. Because for the last 3 years, I've just done the workouts. It's been quite difficult at times, new exercises, stuff like that, but I've generally achieved them. And the more you do them, the more you kind of, you know, your technique improves. So that's something I have noticed, that my, on certain exercises, my technique isn't quite as good. But that's why you have to keep doing it and then improve the technique as you go. A metaphor for life, a metaphor for learning anything. A metacore. That's probably going to go in the title. Metacore. Make a mental note, Dave. Make a mental note that you will discard in about 10 seconds' time and then have to re-listen to the podcast for that word that you said you were going to use in the title. So work today. Short one, 12 till 6. And I'm off for the evening. Day off tomorrow and Saturday, back in Sunday. So haircut day tomorrow. I do love having a haircut. Well, that's not true. I don't love having a haircut. I find that a little bit of a chore. Although I go to a place where the barbers are quite sort of, you might say, stern. So there's not much chitty chat, which is good. It's all very quick and efficient. Get in, haircut, get the hell out of there. That's the kind of barber I like. I don't want to talk about where I'm not going on holiday this year or anything else. Get in, a few pleasantries, pay the money, get out. I've already forgotten that word. Oh, Christ. See? Self-fulfilling prophecy there. I will have to listen back to the podcast now because it's gone. It might come back to me. But this is the purpose of this podcast, isn't it? To talk, not really think about it too much, see what comes out. I wish I could remember the word, though. The word I made up. it would save me a bit of time listening back. Anyway, I'm having a cup of coffee. I'm pacing around right now. I'm indoors, as you may have worked out. But it looks like a nice kind of... It's a bit cloudy out there. It's quite a bright day compared to yesterday. Not quite so glum. Or maybe it's just that I'm not quite so glum. I had a cracking sleep last night. A pretty solid 9 hours. I did the plank thing before I went to bed, as I did last night, and I slept quite well last night as well. Sorry, the previous night. And I did wake up at 2 and had that, oh God, I'm all restless, and then I did the plank thing again and went back off to sleep. So yes, a good old sleep last night, so I'm feeling, yeah, probably less glum because of that. Took me a while to get going though. Felt very fuzzy this morning for quite some time. But I'm up and about now, ready to fight the world. So, I think that's me done. Namaste. It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo. Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.